This is Impact, the daily look at how we are coping with the coronavirus in Nevada. I'm Carrie Kaufman. I have been blessed with some really wonderful co-hosts, Akiko Cooks. Akiko started the group No Racism in Schools. I'm going to bring in Andrea Cole right now, Rebecca Garcia, Lisa Mosley, Sarah O'Connell. We are joined today by Rebecca Colbert. I'm joined today by Sandra Cosgrove, who is, of course, the president of the League of Women Voters for Nevada, and who is also a professor of history at CSN. I read the news today, oh boy. This, of course, brings us to the numbers. We're at about 3,700 deaths in the U.S., with 160,000 cases total. In the U.S., we have 637,000 cases and 33,000 deaths. There are still hotspots that are starting in different parts of the country. Nationally, we have 866,000 cases in the U.S., 26,000 more in one day for some reason, and we are about to hit the 50,000 deaths threshold. A million people have been diagnosed with the coronavirus in this country. Today is the day the U.S. has quietly slipped past the 100,000 deaths mark.
490 million it's just devastating. Unless everybody that's homeschooling right now stays in homeschools, we will not be able to function.
It was supposed to be attended by the Assistant Secretary of Education, but he did not attend the call. So we were hoping to find out at that point if we were approved for that waiver.
Wait a second, you got dissed by the feds? Tonight, we are talking to the president of the AMA, Dr. Patrice Harris. Dr. Harris, thank you for being on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me and covering this very important topic.
How much money has been disbursed in Nevada?
For the PPP program, there were over 4,800 loans disbursed or funded to the tune of about $2 billion.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I see. So ARDS, as everybody's calling it, is when there's like a balloon, let's call it that, right? Like that, a sack of fluid that is between the oxygen and the blood vessel, and they can't come together.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's easy. How does blood clotting come into this?
Sure. So if you think about it, just as you described it, blood needs to travel through the blood vessels, pick up the oxygen from those balloons, from those alveoli, and bring the oxygen around to the rest of the body. If there are blood clots that block the flow of blood, then the blood can't do that job.
Mm-hmm. It's not a just tell us what you guys plan to do.
Okay,
it's,
good.
This is the framework for larger casinos.
Susie Lee is the congresswoman for the 3rd District of Nevada, which encompasses Southeast Las Vegas and Henderson. Thank you for being on with us tonight, Susie. So you've been back for about a week now. Is there a story that has been going through your head, a person that you have been thinking about more than anything else that you experienced in New York?
You know, there was a gentleman that I took care of, a 50-something-year-old male. I took care of that man for night after night for such a long time that after he was such a hard assignment, I actually asked to be switched because it's very, you know, taxing emotionally and physically. And he ended up, passing.
Mom, don't give it!
No, Mommy said I could use them. It's mine!
I'm telling!
You're rude!
So I want to talk about what the silver linings can be from this being forced to be with our families for enormous amounts of time.
We're learning so much about ourselves and our capacity that it is blowing my mind.
Another episode of Impact has come and gone. Thanks to my wonderful co-hosts for this series, Rebecca Colbert, Sarah O'Connell, Akiko Cooks, Lisa Mosley, Rebecca Garcia, Andrea Cole, and Sandra Cosgrove. Thanks also to my guests on this reel, State School Board Member Felicia Ortiz, Dr. Patrice Harris of the AMA, the Small Business Administration's Joseph Amato, Dr. Adam Sucker, Gaming Control Board Chair Sandra Morgan, Congresswoman Susie Lee, and Nurse Ashley Justy. Thanks especially to Christian Bellalola Emery and Quinn Robertson for reenacting the kids' fighting bump that we used on every show. Thanks also to their mother, Jenna Robertson. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Thank you for listening to the Impact Highlight Reel.